Welcome to the Nothing Down Podcast.
Okay, so we're here with Justin and Kim
Waskevich.
Thank you.
Hi.
They are actually in visiting. They were part of our Dear Doctor documentary today. So we asked them to stay and be part of our podcast.
And we got little Nora here.
Say hi.
Hi, Nora.
Hi.
Nora is actually one of our ambassadors. So we have our first ambassador on the podcast tonight.
Wonderful.
Bye-bye.
If you hear her talking, she's probably telling you what her shapes and letters are. She's working on flashcards as we speak. So today was a pretty amazing day. We worked on Dear Doctor documentary, which we've been planning for quite some time. We had around 10 families come from all over. We had some people from upstate New York, Maryland,
Delaware,
Pennsylvania. And then a few from New Jersey. But it was interesting just to hear all the different stories that everyone shared.
It's a very, very emotional day. I think probably three men and three women were standing around each taping crying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was very emotional.
It was bad. We were weeping.
So what we found was the most common thing here, which is the reason that we wanted to do the documentary, was the fact that doctors are just not providing families with the hope that they deserve. Mm-hmm. And the positive outlook of the diagnosis.
Yeah.
So do you guys, Justin and Kim, do you guys want to share a little bit about your story, which that you will also see on the documentary when it comes out, but their story is pretty touching.
Yeah, so we basically received a prenatal diagnosis around 6 months. And it was shocking at first. Of course, you don't think about having a child with Down syndrome. And then when they start telling you, you know, your child can have this or this, and they start going through the list of negative things, you start not enjoying the pregnancy, and you start just doing nothing but worrying 24/7, a lot of crying.
We went from being excited about our first pregnancy to worrying about something that wasn't even happening yet and was just kind of predetermined for us. We found out through an ultrasound that Nora had markers showing she was possibly going to be born with Down syndrome. And the mood kind of changed quickly from being very excited to feeling like the technician and the doctors were walking on eggshells because they had something to tell us, but they wouldn't come out and tell us that Nora had Down syndrome. And then we had the blood work done, and that came back positive. They called Justin on his phone and told him over the phone, and then they suggested that we come in and speak with the genetic counselor face to face. And we kind of discussed the other day, it's funny how you have these people who have no connection with a disability community or someone with Down syndrome, and they're telling you these so-called facts about people with Down syndrome, and none of them are even true. So Nora's, I felt like her future was that she wouldn't live an independent life, and we'd have to put her in an institution because we'd be too old to take care of her. So that's how I felt their message was sent to us. There was an I'm sorry, and it just went from a lot of excitement to just pure sadness. I felt like it was... the news was as if we were going to give birth to a burden, and that just
definitely wasn't a positive experience.
With no potential. Right. Like, I just felt like we were going to have a child who didn't have potential.
And like, she didn't have the same opportunities as a typical child would.
Yes.
And they, you know, you haven't even met her yet, haven't even given her an opportunity.
She wasn't given a chance. And I felt like I got better information from people like a Jawanda Mass. We reached out to her when we were 6 months pregnant. And
yeah, people in the Down syndrome
people
community.
In the Down syndrome community. And now, we started.
How did you connect with them?
Well, as soon as we found out that Nora had Down syndrome, again, 6 months pregnant, I immediately started just doing internet searches. Saw videos, like videos that you guys had put together.
We
just
did rant. See you guys.
Oh, yeah.
You guys, yes.
Yeah.
You guys, and, your video was amazing.
Right.
Thank you.
So watching videos like what you guys put together, different families just explaining what their life is like, it's the same as every other, you know, life. So watching those videos really helped me, and I know it helped Kim a lot. Just understanding that, you know, everything is going to be just fine. I mean, there's really, it's a non-issue really. So, you know, when we found out that she had Down syndrome, it wasn't such a, you know, it wasn't a burden like you have. So when we found out she had Down syndrome, I did an internet search, found the, couple of different major organizations, reached out to them, became ambassador for them even before she was born.
And that's how we met Jawanda.
A couple other big name Heather Sachs.
And then we met, we got to know their teenage, Jawanda has a teenage daughter. Well, at the time she was a teenager.
Mm-hmm.
And just to hear about how she was doing in school, that helped tremendously. And it was like,
That's what the doctors don't tell you about.
Yeah, that's what I needed to
hear. Seems like they don't really tell you anything positive.
No.
It's not like you go in there and say, hey, you know, here's your blood work. Your daughter, she may have Down syndrome, but guess what? Here is a list of 10 families in your local area.
No.
Why don't you go chat them up and talk to them?
Mm-hmm.
Go see how typical your life will be.
Yeah.
Go watch their kid play soccer and swim and laugh and go to school and have homework
and graduate
and do all these wonderful things.
And
they don't tell you.
Independent lives and fall in love and just live a happy life.
So none of that is ever brought up. At least for our experience, it wasn't brought up like that.
Mm-hmm.
It was here's a pamphlet. They literally gave us an actual list of things that could be wrong with her. And so we had to take that home. I don't even know if we took it home with us.
That's just crazy to me.
So
it was very strange. It was like medical conditions and then intellectual delays.
Wow.
Just all kinds, physical disabilities, just different things that could be.
There wasn't anything positive.
It doesn't make any sense because if your child didn't have Down syndrome, but yet they could possibly have one of these issues, a medical issue,
right.
It would be a non-issue. If your child was born and they didn't have Down syndrome, but yet they had a heart defect, you wouldn't ask them to abort or anything like that.
Exactly.
So there really should be no difference.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So it was kind of a...
So they did ask you to terminate.
Gave us the option.
They
almost gave us the option as if like
it's what you should be doing
more towards that direction
and to give her up for adoption.
Yeah.
We heard today from a mom who the doctor offered at two when the baby was already 2 days old that maybe she should just give the baby up for adoption. And it's like
a young 19-year-old, single
young
mom.
A young 19-year-old
As if
child.
You're a single mom.
Sorry.
What are you going to do with this baby that has a disability?
Right.
Like, it's not really
And are they
a life
asking
you
all single
live?
Moms to do that?
Right.
Exactly.
And they're not.
Mm-hmm. Right. Being a single mom at 19 is hard no matter what
situation
you're given. We also heard a mom that was offered to abort at 36 weeks.
Yeah.
Which
and
is
they
sick.
Said, well, it's not legal in this state, but we'll give you a list of states that are if you're interested.
Oh, my gosh.
At 36 weeks pregnant. Yeah. When she didn't even know at 35 weeks that her child had Down syndrome. So this is a baby that, you know, up until yesterday, you had no idea there was anything going on at all. And now you're asking me to abort this baby, send me to another state that will legally do it.
How I felt. I felt like... The biggest thing for me was I wanted to enjoy my pregnancy so much. And I wanted to I knew this was a miracle. Like, I'm pregnant. This is beautiful. Like, oh my gosh, like, I'm a woman. I'm so strong. And I went into the appointment and I was so excited to see our first baby. And all of a sudden that was just taken from me. And it was just like, such a hit to like it hurt so
and it,
bad.
And it wasn't really it wasn't the your baby may have Down syndrome part that took it away. It was the way they presented what her future could look like.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, I don't think I ever felt like, oh my God, my baby might have Down syndrome. I think it was the way they portrayed what her life could be like living in like a nursing home because mm-hmm. we might put her in there because she's like really hard to take care of or, you know, as we start getting older.
They just made it sound like we couldn't handle what was to come. And it was like, you haven't even given her a chance. And that just boggled my mind because it was like, how can you determine someone's life? You haven't even, they're not here yet.
Right.
And then to just see how well people with Down syndrome are doing when you give them the opportunity. I mean, if you put me in an institution as a child and have no stimulation, how am I supposed to become the best version of myself? I'm not.
Exactly.
And I don't know. I feel like it's just a shame because I feel lucky having a child with Down syndrome. I feel like I hit the lottery. That's what the parents say. It's mm-hmm. like, I feel like I see life through a different lens because of her. I appreciate every moment because mm-hmm. of her. And because I know that she does have to work a little bit harder to get what she is working on.
And those milestones are mm-hmm. so much they're sweeter so when they precious. Do reach them.
More gratifying mm-hmm. because when she hits them.
You know, I do see her work on something and, you know, sometimes she doesn't get it as fast as someone maybe even a little younger than her. And then when I do see her get it, it's like, yes, mm-hmm. like, I saw you work for that. Like, go Nora. But, and just to hear, like, I feel like the community is just such a blessing. Like,
it is one big family. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's, I think that's one of the biggest support. Blessings of Down syndrome is the community.
Yeah. Yes. It's amazing.
It is. I mean, it definitely makes you, you know, when you look at your child and you're raising a child that, you know, will, you know, they may take a little longer to do something. And like you said, those milestones may, you know, feel a little bit more gratifying. And it makes you look at life in a whole new scope, a whole new right. way. But it's not just your child. It's the community. It's like people like you guys and people we interact with and the community that we come together, like watching the other parents with their kids and watching those other kids. It's like the whole thing comes together. And
it
makes you
a
look
win, like we're rooting so for all the kids. Like yeah. not yes. we're not just rooting for Nora. Mm-hmm. Like we're rooting for all the kids. And I feel like it's mutual. Absolutely. And I feel like when I see one kid do something amazing, it's like a win for one is a win for all mm-hmm. for us.
Definitely. Yeah. Like, don't you feel like there's some kids that you know just from Facebook, your yeah. Facebook friends with their moms, you actually love these yeah. kids. Like, yeah. I love them when they do something. Like, one of my friends, Amanda, her 5-year-old, said mama for the first time yesterday. So, and I'm like,
yeah.
Yes, like now I got tears in my eyes. Yes. And Dustin said, What are you crying about? And I said, mm-hmm. oh, my friend Amanda's 5-year-old just said mama for the first time.
That's such
and
a
he
big deal.
Got it like that. Aww. Like, he would probably never say that about anything else. Yeah. But
and
with
you know
that,
what?
He got it.
The medical community doesn't ever tell you that you get to experience those things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you get to go through life and say, you know, and to have those, like, really awesome feelings about someone else's mm-hmm. kid or your kid or the community.
Mm-hmm.
They don't tell you that. Hey, your daughter might have Down syndrome. By the way, you might have like tears of joy all the time.
Yeah.
You know, it might be,
you may have the side effect.
Yeah. 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 Like,
you will like make a trillion more friends yeah. than
you
ever had.
Your kid
could.
Will be cooler than you ever were.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
So they don't tell you.
I
that.
Wish, and I guess I just wish somebody could have told me just a little bit of what we're experiencing because I feel like I deserved that
mm-hmm.
as a mom expecting.
I mean, just to know that your kid is capable of doing anything that any typical kid is able
and
to do.
That's how I feel. Right. And some things may take her a little bit longer, but we will find a way to get it done. It may be a little bit different, but she's still getting it done. And that is like the biggest thing with her. Even in therapy, like I've been told, oh, Nora can't do this. And it's like, she can't do this, or you haven't found the way that she does it.
Right.
Because what works for one kid may not work for all of them.
Tell them about the cards and stuff that we printed.
We've been told, don't do shapes with her, don't do colors with her, don't do numbers with her, don't do letters with her. It's just too much.
How old is Nora?
It's too much. She's 2.5.
Okay, my 3-year-old doesn't even, she's got her colors down somewhat, but...
And she actually enjoys those things. Right. And so we incorporate all of that into play. And I'm glad she enjoys those things because it's going to come up in school. But to tell me not to do it with her because it might be too much before she was even given a chance, that's a therapist now. So the doctor told me, it's like everybody just not giving her a chance.
Does she know her shapes and colors?
She knows her shapes. Yeah. She knows her colors.
Have you seen the therapist since they told you not to?
We showed them. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They had nothing to say.
They didn't have anything to say. And they really did tell us, that's great that you're working on that with her, but you should really stick to these, very simplistic things. And we were like,
why hold her back from doing something that she's fully capable of doing? Why?
So, I'm not sure. I don't know what their reasoning was, but
we ignored them.
It sounded to the therapist or even.
Mm-hmm. That's the most surprising, really.
Yeah, because I feel like there's a lot of really good.
Well, I guess I've had such an really amazing experience with our therapy team. So to me, it's like heart wrenching to think that somebody wouldn't have that kind of support.
Why
limit them?
Why? We've also another one told us. Well, they brought a book, and I've seen the book show up, and I on social media and families use it. But always look at the date that these books were written and the years, and I feel like, I don't mind using certain things as references, but no one can write a book on my kid, Down syndrome or not. I feel like I can't write a book on my child. Yeah. She is her own person. There's no book on her. Mm-hmm. Only what we experience with her, but I don't know what Nora's going to do tomorrow. I don't know what she's capable of. I feel like she can do anything that she wants to do, but just don't tell me she can't.
Right.
Or
not to even try it.
That just...
That's crazy.
She's so cute.
Thank you.
Hi.
Are you tired? She looks tired.
These kits have been so good today. You guys have been here like 6 hours already.
Yeah, we've been.
Wow,
yeah.
It is 8 hours.
And she has been so good all
day.
Thank
you. She's very easygoing.
Yeah,
she is very easygoing.
We're talking about you.
And like once I think I figured Nora out, I definitely haven't. She's easygoing, but she definitely does have some sass sometimes, especially with her brother.
She has to.
But, she's definitely her own person, and I feel like I just wish the doctors would give her the opportunity to be her own person.
Just
like any other typical pregnancy. When we did testing for Isaac, and I literally had Nora
Your baby.
My baby. He's my 9-month-old.
9 months. Okay.
So he's Nora's younger brother. And we did do testing. I think we also wanted to find out what the sex of the baby was, too. And through that, we were able to do that. Yeah. So,
and it was really not... I mean, I don't know if it was funny to us, but we kind of said, when the results come back and, we kind of had a feeling that it wasn't going to be a child with Down syndrome just because of the odds and everything, of having a second. And we really wanted to, in front of them, when they said, your child doesn't, it came back negative. We kind of wanted to go, aww.
Because that's how I feel like they did with Nora. And it was like, well, we should do that with, to them. Like, let them know,
throw
them off.
Yeah. But you guys were like wanting a child with Down syndrome. It doesn't matter either way. Really.
If I were to have another child, I'm done. But I've always said if I were to have another one, I would really want her or him to have Down syndrome.
Yeah.
Because once you have one, they're the coolest kids in the world.
Yeah. So the one mom that we had here has two boys that had Down syndrome, a 2- and a 4-year-old. And she said that the first diagnosis was not
horrible.
It was not a good
situation. She was the one that was actually offered, not even just offered an abortion, but kind of pressured to abort at 36 weeks and to go out of state.
So when her second son
different
came out, that it
same doctor, but it was actually same OB, but the first diagnosis was given by the high-risk doctor. Mm-hmm. So then the second time around,
was she got it from her
OB, who gave such a beautiful...
Yeah, he called her and said, or he sat her down and said, your son, what was his...
Talon is so perfect, and now he's going to have the perfect, perfect brother just like him, for those two to grow old together, just to like... We were bawling.
But what a great way to, you know, present it. And she says it's, you know, they already knew that she was totally fine with her first diagnosis.
And that was such an interesting story, because you do get to see both sides of the spectrum, you know, a really horrible diagnosis and what it can be like. I don't expect all doctors to call up and say, get excited. You know, like, we have some great news for you. But, you know, just... Not with all the doom and gloom. Not all the sorry.
I bet if every doctor had either a child with Down syndrome or someone in their life,
they would call up and be like,
"You're not going to believe it.
They would be cheering.
The results are positive.
They would be.
You better get excited.
But,
now I know, like, we don't try to presume that every kid with Down syndrome has no problems or no issues. I mean. But that's with any kid.
That's with any kid.
Typical kid has issues. You know what I mean? That's just how it is.
Every kid deserves a chance.
Absolutely.
You know, medical issues are not, don't tell me what this person can't do.
Why is the medical community determining if someone with a medical complication deserves to have a life or not?
Exactly.
And if they have a medical complication and an extra chromosome, that means they really don't get a chance. So, what, you know... Are they going to test for every medical complication and ask you to abort? That'd be silly. And just because they have an extra chromosome and that there are some risks that may be a higher statistic, doesn't mean they don't get a shot at life.
Right, exactly.
It's silly, so.
That is silly.
I mean, I've kind of felt like our eyes have been open for 3 years now since we've been, we hear all the time, we constantly get messages about diagnosis stories. So, but I think today we were like, I just have, my brain is just on overload.
Yeah,
I just
crazy.
Keep thinking of like, what are we doing next to get this
out there?
This out there and make this situation better, because.
So when we had Isaac's testing done, the nurse came up to me and she was like, everything's okay. The test results are negative. He's fine. You're okay. I literally had Nora on my hip and was like, if the test results were positive and I pointed to Nora, everything would still be okay.
Good for you.
Because she's fine. I also asked if they could take me to the sad room and predict Isaac's sad future like they did for Nora.
But did you ask them to?
Yeah. They gave me a funny look and was like, what? And I was like, I'm kidding, but that's what you did with Nora.
That's exactly what you did.
You know, can show me the fortune teller's room, like, you know, predict his future.
It's awful. It's awful.
It's just, it's bizarre. It's hard to, like, I don't understand it.
It is crazy.
I don't know how it used to be years ago, but I would hope that it is getting better. And I hope stuff like this.
So sadly.
Yeah, this is.
Well,
you heard the last podcast. Yeah. My parents were on it. They're actually here in the room.
That's what your dad said. He's like, it's crazy.
Not much has changed.
Yeah, like 30 years ago, he was having the same experience. So I guess.
It was 41 years ago? 42?
Yeah.
I mean,
so it's,
your child's not going to be capable of doing anything. Let's put her in an institution.
Mm-hmm. And not only that, we did just in this recent casting, we've heard the story of the horrible term mongoloid still being used.
In a medical field?
Yes.
And the doctor.
Yeah, it was one of the women who applied for this. We actually asked her to come and she couldn't.
It was too far of a trip for her.
That's how they presented it to my sister, or to my parents, but my sister.
But the doctor literally said to the husband, gave the husband the diagnosis and said, your child has Down syndrome. And the husband said, what even is that? And he goes, sir, your child is a mongoloid.
And then he said, please don't tell your wife, right? Mm-hmm. He pulled the husband in the hallway. Don't tell your wife. So this poor husband, usually it's the other way around. I feel like the moms are getting the news by themselves. This poor husband went the next 12 to however many hours without just holding it in his, like, on his chest until the nurse told the mom the next day.
That these are people that we're supposed to look up to. Right. They have the degree, they studied, they sacrificed their time to go to school. And it just makes me, you know, think about the families that are just saying, like, well, okay, it's this is coming from the doctor. So
I mean, how many do hospitals have, like, a work program where individuals with Down syndrome can work at? I mean,
actually, Boston Hospital hired their first full-time employee with Down syndrome.
So why doesn't every hospital have
that? I know, but that's a great idea.
And then you can be like, here, you know, like, look at so-and-so. He's or she is.
We've talked about it. It'd be fun to, like, stand outside of, like, a genetic counselor's office with Nora. And just hang out for the day, and, like, if people come out and they happen to get diagnosed.
Can you please do that and videotape it?
Our next documentary.
Like, road trip.
Like, you know, I noticed you just came out of there. You know, this is my daughter.
Yeah.
You know?
Wait, that's really not a bad idea.
I know.
That'd be pretty cool.
Road trip. Maryland.
Sounds good.
Well, we've already been talking about it. We have to work out the dates. This is, I don't know if you know, this is our next documentary couple. Mike's trying not to talk for this podcast, apparently.
That's not true. You guys are doing so good.
Aw, that's great.
Oh, yeah.
Greg, too.
We actually just had someone reach out to us from Canada who just had a daughter with Down syndrome. I have to connect you guys so you can send her a hope basket.
Awesome.
But she said she found Nora on YouTube, and that was her hope. What did she call it?
The hope story. That because was there her, was a, the viral video that went out.
Yeah.
And it was about, like, hope stories and everything. And I guess she, Kim, posted it on her Facebook. And then that mom wrote underneath it and said, hey, by the way, through YouTube, Nora was my hope story.
Aww.
And it was great to hear that, because that's exactly how I felt about the other children that we were watching on YouTube. I mean, YouTube is fantastic. Just connecting with families, watching their videos and watching their life and your guys' videos and everything. So to see that, like, we kind of, like, paid it forward. Like, I indulged in those videos and it helped me kind of get through that negative side from the medical field and just kind of, you know,
see
understand.
The real thing.
And we see the real thing. And it kind of is like, wow, look at all these kids. It's fantastic. It's not as bad as what you're hearing. So, like, to know that, you know, the videos that she's putting together and using Nora, you know, they're kind of paying it forward.
Yeah. That's really wonderful. Cool. That's awesome. I know that's what got me through the diagnosis was all the YouTube videos.
I mean,
imagine back in the day, though, when that didn't happen.
Nope. I know. Yeah.
Like, my parents had nothing to look forward to. You know, they didn't have social media or no one was posting.
Maybe
positive.
Not having Google might have been a good thing. We have a love-hate relationship with Google when we first got the diagnosis. Because some stuff was like, oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
And made it more scary, you know. Mm-hmm. But all the YouTube videos are just, that's really awesome.
So helpful.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's nice to see that YouTube is getting flooded with positive videos.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And there's not really much of the other side on there. So when you do Google Down syndrome, hopefully all the positive videos that we've seen and hopefully ones that we've even made, you guys made, show up. People see them.
Right.
Yeah. And I just feel like with Nora, like, not every day is easy, but not, like, what
2-year-old
is going to give you an easy day? And and I feel like if we face, like, hurdles or difficulties, I see it as parenthood. I don't see it as Down syndrome.
Exactly.
For me, I'm just like,
she's a toddler. Way.
She's, I'm just like, she's.
Yeah, they all have their.
Yeah.
Moments.
But.
Crazy.
It's awesome. I think. Feel like I'm loving this all
up.
I am.
So what were some of the things that the doctor told you that Nora would not be doing? Basically everything.
Well, I know walking was a big, I mean, not
and
that.
And I felt, and the way that they delivered it was like she, this was from a PT. She wouldn't walk until she was 5. And that's fine, you know, to assess, you know, that. But there was no assessment. Mm-hmm. So her muscle test, there was no muscle testing. There was no, like,
this was
checking
after
her balance.
Born.
There was, yeah,
this
there
was
no, like, intervention. It was just, like, she may not walk until she's 5.
And how old was she when she walked?
She was 14 months.
13 months.
13 months.
Which is a typical toddler.
Is that a thing, though? I feel like every toddler we've met with Down syndrome is walking.
They do. Some of them take a little longer.
Is that actually a statistic?
It's more like where it's 12 to 18 months for a typical child. Mm-hmm. It's more, I believe, 18 to 3 years is the typical range in Down syndrome. And Reagan was before 18 months, though, as well.
And it's
not certainly not the norm. You can definitely walk before 18 months.
And I definitely do know some families that have children who are Nora's age or older, and they're not walking because mm-hmm. they have the lower muscle tone and the balance. And, you know, but that wasn't even assessed before we were told.
Right.
She's not going to walk until she's five.
She's Down syndrome.
I'm an OT, so I know what goes into making that, you know, assumption. But it's like, really?
But before
you haven't even put hands on her, and you're going
to... I mean, some of the things that they talked about, they talked about a lot of medical complications. I remember that list. It sticks in my mind, sitting there in the genetics counselor's office. The list came over from the doctor's room, and they were just reading through all these different things that she could have wrong with her. Like, can we all possibly have any of those?
Mm-hmm. She was just at higher risk. That's what they were saying.
So, yeah, that she's at higher risk for whatever it might be, intestinal conditions where she might need, what do they call it, the colostomy bags mm-hmm. or, you know. So they were going through all these different medical conditions, and then they started getting into like the intellectual side of things. So first they do the medical conditions mm-hmm. and then they go over the intellectual stuff, the delayed speech, the delayed walking, you know, and then when they're telling you all these different things, and in my mind, I'm like, oh my God, is my daughter ever going to like laugh and smile and joke around with me? And it's like, you know, that's all that I didn't hear anything else that they said. Like Kim said, you know, during the documentary video, mm-hmm. It just sounds all muffled. And that's what it is. As soon as they start talking to you about all these things, mm-hmm. everything just sounds all muffled. So all I'm thinking about is like, you know, the terrible things that are going to happen. And it's just, that's not the way of it.
Isaac just woke up. Say hi.
Hi Isaac.
Bud. Hi.
Oh, look at that smile.
Say hi. But, yeah, it was, like you said, it was very gloomy. It was like they were going to deliver news that we were having this, like, E.T. baby person. Mm-hmm. And I hate to say that, but that's how their delivery was. Like, mm-hmm. oh, my gosh, it's a baby with Down syndrome. How? It's so bizarre to me because I just feel like she's like any other kid. Mm-hmm. She's just Nora. She's not... I don't know.
So all these things that they said, and what is she actually doing now?
Nora is...
She's got some pretty exciting stuff going on.
Pretty cool things that she's done.
She's working.
She's working.
Yeah. She's a career woman.
She got a New York State work permit.
Yeah, it's so funny. She has a resume. She works. She loves
being on like studio sets and cameras.
So Nora's gotten into modeling.
Yes.
She's been in a couple of modeling. She models.
Yeah.
So who are some of the companies? She did.
Yeah, we can tell you. I mean, she's done Toy Mail, Target, Gerber, Tea Collection, clothing company. And we're waiting.
And the best was Nothing Down.
Yes, of course. Definitely.
And she worked for us first.
Yeah, she did. And she just did a shoot. Actually, her brother was going there for the shoot, but they ended up picking up all of us.
Oh, that's so funny.
For Carter's clothing.
We're
waiting to hear back. It was just a casting call, but we're waiting to hear back and see if it comes.
So they called for Isaac.
Cool. They called for Isaac.
And then stole Nora.
They asked for all of us. It was so like, wait, what's happening?
They dressed you guys
what
up
did I tell
onesies?
You? You guys are the essential American
they
family.
They saw your pull-up videos. That's why.
But,
So yeah, that was interesting.
Oh, that's cool.
She's doing
what other 2-year-olds are doing. She goes to an inclusive daycare and she has friends there, which means the world to me. She feeds herself. She drinks from her juice boxes. which was huge to me because she was very particular about her cup. Uh-huh. And I see, you know, we were told, I don't know about that tiny straw with her low muscle tone. Nope. Yeah, and she drinks from she drinks from a Capri Sun pouch. And every time I give her that cup, I'm like, you know, I do it with a high because we were told she
drink all the juice boxes you want.
Yes. But she feeds herself and we're working on body training.
She's talking.
She dances. Yeah. She talks. She sings. Recognizes words in a book. She knows her letters, her numbers. She signs.
So pretty much those doctors were dead wrong about they were that dead little wrong. Girl in your
room. And she's a good big sister too, which means the world to me. You know, I wasn't sure how she was going to take her little brother coming home, and she did good. She looks at us with concern when he's crying, so she gets his emotions, uh-huh. and that to me means so much. She loves him, and she misses him, and she hugs him and kisses him, and she has that relationship with him. She gets it. I felt like we were having a baby that wasn't gonna get it. Like, that's how it was delivered to us. And to see her have friendships and relationships with a sibling and us, she loves like a 2-year-old loves. And that means the world. She gets humor. And she's smart.
Yeah.
And she's funny. She has a sense of humor, and that means the world to me. She's, you know, she's not just sitting there, you know,
not doing anything like they
made it seem. And I want expecting moms to know that your kid will be smart, your kid will be funny, and your kid will know what love is, and they will miss you because they know you are mom and you are dad, and that's my brother or my sister, and that's my friend. They get it, and they deserve for people to know that they get it.
And I think some people confuse that they may get it in their own way and they may express it in their own way, but that doesn't mean that they don't get it. You know, you just have to pick up cues about your own child, just
like any other child. Yeah. It's amazing.
Well, thank you guys so much for coming.
Thank you for having us.
We really appreciate you guys sticking around to be part of our podcast.
It was a really great
day. It was wonderful. Yeah, it was.
Well, thanks for all the work you guys do.
Yes, thank you.
It makes a really big difference.
You guys have a platform, and I appreciate what you do with that platform because I feel like you do it so well, and you do it from your heart. I feel how genuine it is, and I appreciate it because I know what it feels like to feel like no one gets me. And then you have this community and you have this organization. It's like, oh my God, they get it. They get me. I'm not alone. And that's such a big deal.
Hopefully one day all of us will be able to change the way that doctors, medical professionals.
And I do want to say before we end that we tried to kind of, in our casting call, we had probably about 15% of the moms that applied had positive diagnosis stories. Another maybe 15-20% probably had it was okay. It wasn't horrible, but it wasn't great. And then 70% was overwhelmingly bad. So we did try to represent that through our documentary today. We had 1.5 positive stories because the one mom had a positive with one child and negative with the other. So we tried to kind of put however many, you know, we like probably 70% of our stories today were
and
really
that's why
badly negative.
I love you guys because you show it from all point of views.
Yeah.
You know, everybody's got their story and no story is going to be the same.
No. Yeah.
I like how you represent that. I think that's a big
deal.
We're not trying to bash the medical community.
We would love to have more positive, they're not out there.
Yeah. And the stories that were positive were incredibly positive. And we literally were going to reach out to that hospital and tell them what a great job they did. And that's what other hospitals should be aiming to do it's possible to deliver a diagnosis in a supportive, compassionate way, you know, and that's what we're hoping to get done with this documentary. So,
all right.
You got anything? Got anything for us, Mike?
Mike fell asleep. Mike, wake up.
Leave me alone.
I'm here. I didn't finish my drink.
Keep drinking. All right, that's a wrap.
Okay, I'll stop.
Sweet is good.
You gotta do your. Thanks for hanging out with us today.
That's not even close.
Okay. I'm so mad.
Done. I think Nora.
I wanted to say something.
Come on in.
I just
want to
sing a song or something.
I ruined the whole thing.
A variety hour starts now. Open mic.
This is Nothing Down. Showing the world there is nothing down about Down syndrome.